take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second hour of the Gathering Offering on Republic Broadcasting Network. I thank each and every one of you all that are listening. I hope that you are getting some of this. I'd like to point out that the address that I used to send my donation down to Republic Broadcasting was 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And one other number is their office number, and that's 1-800-724-2719. Now, if you have something that you're on the computer and you can't access, like the archives, or you can't figure out how to do that, those folks in the office will probably take a minute with you and help you out. They're pretty nice folks. Give them a chance. I'd also like to point out that the In the Zone with Eric Schein follows the Gathering Offering tonight. On the weekends with the Republic Broadcasting, they have a lot of people that do once-a-week shows. I find a lot of them very interesting. The other thing is during the week, the hosts that do 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever they do, I don't know how they do it 5 days a week. And, you know, I'm kind of in awe. How do you get on the radio 5 days a week like Rick Adams? You know, he's on 9 to 11 Central Time, Monday through Friday. How does the guy do that 2 hours, five nights a week? And unless somebody's, you know, done something to me, these guys are all giving their own time to try and help us. I don't know that any of them are being paid $1,000 an hour. They're trying to help us. But please try to support RBN. No, they're not paying me. Maybe I'm the only guy not being paid. But I doubt that. I'm almost 100% positive no one's being paid. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you understand that I want to promote RBN because they've been the, you know, they're willing to allow 2 hours of talking about using the Father's laws to solve your problem. A little bit different than anything I'm hearing. I hear people that don't get into it. Now, the songs that I use are from Frank Sinatra. As far as an individual and who he associated with and all kinds of things about Frank Sinatra, I didn't like him. I don't like him at all. I did like the way his song, you know, come fly with me. I want to fly. Now, I'm not talking about this rapture garbage, but I am in love. I'm in love with the Father's law. And that's very important to me. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. But when I read that, I said, man, I've always been into law, but I didn't know I was in love with the Father's law. When you fall in love with the Father's law, it is great. Now, I'm working on some projects right now that I've never heard anybody doing. And I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to go about it, but, you know, every day, four or five times a day, I say, Lord, now look, if you don't help me, I'm going to fail. Because I'm not smart enough to do this on my own. So I rely on my love. And my love is the Father. My love is the Christ. My love is their law. That is the first major so-called commandment that the Christ gives. We must love them. Love means obey and follow the rule. When your child loves you, you tell your child, he's four, don't put your hand up on the oven when it's hot. It'll burn you. The child listens to you, and he loves you. We have one more break here, and we'll get back into the next half hour. Thank you.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance. That's safe to say. But let's make all stops along the way.
Thank you all. This is the Gathering Offering. My name is Jerry Kirk, and I understand we have one more caller, and we're going to get this caller in, and then I'm going to go into about another 25 minutes, and then we'll take some more calls. But anyway, the caller is on the line. Would you please identify yourself?
Why, this is Chris near Las Vegas, Jerry Kirk, and pleased to be here again with you.
Well, that's good, young man. How are you doing tonight?
I am marvelously fabulous, and I'm embuoyed by hearing your voice and spirit on RBN, and extremely thankful that you're exposing the truth of the lies that have been foisted on man under the pretenses of the word of God, or dog, or Allah, or Yah, or El Yah, or whatever they term to call him. He has many names they call him throughout the ages by different groups that want to seize him for their own manly purposes.
Yeah, and, well, I would suggest to you, Chris, that if you speak English, it's very clear in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 17, 16 and 17. His name is the Christ. And anybody else that's not using that is making something up. Go ahead.
Indeed. Well, one of the things that you spoke of that I think would have great import for the public out here in the future, it would be some more espousals and enlightenment on the workings of the grand jury and how to access them although I don't want to take away from tonight's topic because you're doing such a marvelous job in stimulating thought. And it's unfortunately evident that we must seek the truth to find the truth, and if we don't search diligently and prayerfully, there's no way we can expect to find the truth.
No, I agree with you 100%, and that's what the gathering offering is to nail down Samaria. And, you know, I'm going to go back to the words, of which there's 13 commands, and, you know, I'm going to touch on a couple of those, you know, in just a moment here.
That's fabulous. I want you to know that being one who's been blessed by the Father implicitly, much as yourself has, is that when we call upon the Father and ask Him to help us to prevail in His manner for His purpose against these malicious agents and actors posing as public servants, that through His help and direction and inspiration and revelation, we can attain victories against these evil forces, that only through His will can we possibly hope to prevail against these evil conspiracies of the dark forces.
I agree with you 100%, and we are going to take back the entire planet. And we're going to have some help from the Christ and His army, but we're going to take back the entire planet. We're just getting started, folks.
That you're correct, and I hope that happens sooner than later, but later's all right.
Well, it's going to happen. Anyway, we're going to continue now, Chris. Thank you for the call. And by the way, Chris, think about putting a $5 bill, wrap it up in a piece of paper, put it in an envelope, and say thanks and send it down to RBN. And $5, we just light them up. If you can scratch it, send them $5.
I'm proud to say I've already sent them a little bit more sizable donation, and I received a fabulous supply of information, documents, and CDs. It was more than my value that I sent into them in appreciation for the donation. They're wonderful at RBM, and they won't be disappointed. They'll be blessed if they donate.
Well, that's great, Chris. And everybody that's listening, follow Chris's lead. He's a good man, and, you know, I know he's fighting a pretty big battle on something, and, you know, but he's taking time out and send him a thank you, and maybe you'll take a $5 out of your pocket. If you don't have a $5, put a $1 in a piece of paper, wrap it up in it, send it to him. $1, if that's what you can handle, that'll make them feel great for a dollar. Thank you. All right, we're going to get back to these so-called commandments, which are words. Now, bearing in mind that we are told that in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22, for if you diligently keep all these commands, it says commandments there, but it's actually commands, which I command you. Okay, you got to keep all of His word, not just a few, and you got to reprove this because they're trying to play with you. The Bible's like a big crossword puzzle, but if you study it, you can get it. And all I'm here to do is maybe help you with save a little time. Now we're going to move on down to what we call the fourth commandment, what they call it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Well, the word Sabbath is a Canaanite word, and I'll prove that to you next week. What it actually said was remember to keep the appointed time. When you read the book, it says your solemn assemblies, your feasts, your first days of the month, your days of atonement, your 7th days of the week. Those are the days. Those are all called appointed time. Guess what? There's 91 of them. My master, the Christ, He mandates that I take 91 days a year off. 25%. Guess what? I'm not allowed to buy and sell. I don't go to church for an hour and 45 minutes and then go to the ball and go shopping, or go to church and then go out and buy a dinner. I don't come home and mow my yard. No, I rest. I study. I contemplate. And guess what? I don't have the problem right now because I'm not married. You're not allowed to have conjugal relations with your wife or your husband. Golly, 91 times a year. Now, there wouldn't, you know, if you started keeping the Father's laws, nobody would have a headache when it came time to have conjugal relations, would they? Moving on down in what they call the fifth commandment. honor thy father and thy mother. So the Christ has told us very explicitly, call no one father save he that is in heaven. In old Scotland, your dad was called Da, P-A. In other countries, it was called Pa. I called my dad, Dad. Every once in a while, I'd mess up and say Father. I had a problem in second grade with that because I read the Bible, and in second grade, I said, how come you're making me call Mr. McDonald Father McDonald? When I brought up the question, they beat my hand. They beat my leg. Tried to make me chew paper, but they couldn't get my mouth open. They made me hold books. I didn't care. I fought them for 2.5 years, so finally my dad got me out of that Babylon whoredom where they lie and they call the Pope God. Want to know where you have problems? Because you got code. We're going to be going in that down the road. Now, this is the big one. What they call the seventh. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been so deceived on that that you can't find the goat. Adultery means, it comes from the word adulterate, to mix impure with pure. It means you are not to miscegenate. Now, that was actually the word that was used way back when. It said, thou must not miscegenate your seed. They'd hidden that and said, well, you know, you can't go out there and have sex outside your marriage. That's all it means to everybody. That's not what it was. You can't mix impure with pure. You can't have goats breeding with sheep. You can't have Canaanites, the sons of Cain, the offspring of the serpent, breeding with a man of breath, or breeding with a good man. There's only three kinds. There is nothing, the word racial does not occur in the Word of God. The word race only is indicative of something as like a timed event, the race to do it correctly. There's no word racial. It makes me sick when people sit there and they say, well, he's a black man. You got these British Israelism guys. Well, only the Caucasian. Or that's a red man. Or that's a yellow man. Or he's green or he's purple. The Word of God tells us we got three kinds. You got the good man. You got the man of breath. And then you got the offspring of the serpent. And if you can't get that, you better stop. You better go to the back row. You better sit down. You better open your eyes. You better open your ears. You better shut your mouth. You better study. Because otherwise, you're going to go to that lake. And you aren't going to, even if you got 1 million SPF suntan lotion, it ain't going to work. You got to get this. Now let me read to you. It's from the book of Enoch, chapter 60, verse 1. In those days I beheld long ropes given to those angels who took to their wings and fled, advancing towards the north. And I inquired of the angel, saying, wherefore have they taken those long ropes and gone forth? He said, they are gone forth to measure. The angel who proceeded with me said, these are the measures of the righteous, and cord shall the righteous bring, that they may lean upon the name of the Lord of spirits forever and ever. Skipping one verse. And these are the measures which shall be given to faith, and which shall strengthen the word of righteousness. Verse 6. These measures shall reveal all the secrets in the depth of the earth. Wow. Have you ever heard about DNA cords? Have you heard about DNA ropes? Why don't you do some studying about, like, Tay-Sachs disease? About, like, AIDS and HIV? They all have an extra gene. Ah, something extra. And that gene creates a certain protein that allows Tay-Sachs disease to grow. Same thing with AIDS. Same thing with HIV. And dozens and dozens and dozens of other diseases. We'll return after this break. Thank you.
Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen.
Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. God, nice and easy does it every time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to continue a little bit on this mixing impure with pure. Because if you don't get this, you're going to have a real hard time trying to come out of Babylon. Now, by the way, you know, there's a lot of nice folks listening to RBN. But you can bet your bottom dollar, $20 to a donut, the bad guys listen. And you know what? When I or anybody else gets on this subject, they forgot to wear their Depends. They're peeing down their boots. They've got filth in their underpants. And they're running to their big bosses saying, there's somebody on RBN telling the truth. They're actually coming out and saying there's a genetic difference. They're saying that there's the offspring of the serpent. You got the good man, and you got the man of breath. And I don't want to fight with a good man, and I don't want to fight with a man of breath. But I sure as hell want to help do whatever I can to get the Christ to get all these serpents back into the lake of fire. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to do everything I possibly can. And these guys are having a heart attack right now. They're saying, oh, my God, it's on the air. Well, let's see if we can see what the Christ said. Well, but this is out of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves. The Pharisees never go in. That's what the Christ said. I didn't make it up. Look in your book. 2313. Oh, funny on 13. Start off a little bit about, you know, a full squad, 12 plus 1. Nehemiah with 6 priests on either side. Let's take a look at verse 33. Ye serpent, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? They don't want you to know. They're called Canaanites. They're called Gentile. Whoops. Gentile? Wait a minute. All your life you've heard that, you know, hey man, you know, I'm a Gentile. They told you all your life, yeah, I'm a Gentile. Well, let's see the definitive definition of the word Gentile. From 1st Ezra, chapter 8, verse 69. The nation of Israel, the princes, the priests, and Levi have not put away from them the strange people of the land, nor the pollutions of the Gentiles, to wit, of the Canaanites, Hittites, Jebusites, Jebusites, the Moabites, Egyptians, and Edomites. Whoops! If you don't know what Jebusites are, it's because you maybe didn't read the Word of God. That's where that city over there called Jerusalem right now is. Called Jebus before Jerusalem. Before that, it was called Salem. Before that, it was called Shamlan. S-H-A-M-L-A-N. It was the capital of Ham. Who had 13 different names, according to my research. One of them was Abimelech. They don't want you to know about Ham and Japheth. You know, read in your book. Read in the King James. Under Japheth. It tells you these are the Gentiles. And yet they told you that if you're not someone of these rabbinistic types in the rabbinistic synagogue religion, well, golly, you're a Gentile. Well, if you are of the rabbinistic, guess what, folks? You're in real deep doo-doo. Where do you think the word rabies came from? Where do you think the terminology rabid dog came from? From Canaanites, from serpents. They're cannibals. They like to eat sheep. Sheep tastes good if you know how to cook them. I raise sheep. And I'll tell you what. You cook a nice cheap T-bone on a grill. It's wonderful if you cook it right. You take some pieces, cut them up about inch and a half cubes, put some salt, pepper, and garlic on them, fry them up with a little olive oil. Man, I'm telling you what, you're eating good. You're eating real good. Sheep, the actual sheep that we eat, have the highest source of copper in them available to the human diet. They did studies on, and I did a study on intelligence, and I found that one of the things they found is the people with the highest levels of IQ had a very high level of copper in their hair follicles. They found the dummies had very low levels of copper, so I want to eat sheep. By the way, sheep are so sensitive to copper that if you feed them some feed that has copper in it, it'll kill them. That's how much copper they produce. Now, to understand sheep, you really need to raise sheep. I've raised dogs and horses and chickens and all kinds of things. Cows. I've been raising sheep now for 14 years, not really doing that good. But I can tell you what, they're about some of the dumbest animals I've ever met in my life. They absolutely, you can't, when you got a bunch of sheep and you go to put some feed in their trough, they don't ever learn to not walk into you. They don't protect their young. You a little bit of scaring and they'll die. The smallest predator comes up and they'll run. But every once in a while a ram stands up, and that's what each of you needs to be, is a ram. You need to stand up and help our weaker ones. You need to stand up and say, I am willing to pick up my cross and follow the Christ. We'll be back after the break. Thank you.
You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together, weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Along the way.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And just to lighten it just a little bit, I used to have a tape years and years and years ago in my car. And I'd go out with a date and I'd play that song and tell her, let's make sure we make all the stops along the way. Works real good in life. Not just with girls, but everything that you do. You got to make all the stops. You got to dot your I's. You got to cross your T's. Now, I told you just because I'm on the air, the bad guys also are listening. They didn't wear their Depends. Now, if you want them to have diarrhea for the next month, your assignment tonight and tomorrow and the next day and the next day is to read the book of Matthew, chapter 23. Read it. Then go to your husband or go to your wife and read it out loud. And then have your spouse read it back to you out loud. Read it out loud to other people. Publish the gospel. You publish the gospel by reading it to somebody. Now, if you want to get powerful, you write it down. And you quote book, chapter, and verse, and you turn it into the bad guys. And they have diarrhea. It's like turning a light on in the kitchen. If you had a dirt, you know, went to an old dirty house. Your house isn't like this, I'm sure. Mine's not. You put the light on and there's a bunch of roaches. They all run. Read 23, Matthew. Read it to yourself. Read it out loud. You know, if you really want to get it, write the whole thing out longhand. And it's going to get in your mind. You're going to say, that's what the Christ said. That's not what Jerry Kirk said. That's not what the gathering offering said. That's not what RBN said. That's what the Christ said. And if you don't want to believe him, you're going to die. He is the words are his life. All of man's laws are dead. You see it all the time. They repeal a law. They kill that law. They stick another law on top of it. And the other law that's on top of it, growing out of a dead body. Their laws are dead. Laws that change are dead. If I sat down when I was 10 years old, and if I lived to 100, I couldn't read all the laws in this country. There's not a single individual in this country that is not under the jurisdiction of the Father that the government can't come to and throw them in jail for all kinds of misdemeanors, felonies, everything. If they want you, they can come get you because they got dead law and they want to kill you. The Father's laws are how we live. They never change. Now, do we have them all? No, we don't. We can decipher a whole bunch of them. But you know when the two witnesses come? They're going to open up the Ark. It's here in North America. And they're going to read it to a select group. Now, if I'm not smart enough to hear the words, I hope I'm smart enough to be like at least a half mile away and I can see this group of people being allowed the two witnesses to hear the two witnesses read the words of the law. Now, I'm working my butt off, and if I stay alive long enough, and there's any way I can get in there and hear those words, that's where I'm going to be. That's my goal. And that should be your goal, to hear the exact words. Like when Nehemiah and Ezra came back and read the words of the law to the people. And they cried because how much they did wrong. But you know what? They picked up the banner for a while. And then they faded off after Nehemiah and Ezra died. And then the Christ came back and people picked up the banner for a while and he left and they died. Well, now we're waiting on him. We have to perform. And if you think you can do this in your head, tell me about it. Tell me about spiritualism. When they've come to your house and they've raped your wife and they've raped your daughter and then they've killed them. When they've sodomized your son and killed him. And when they gut you. And you're dying, say, are you going to say, well, Lord, this here is a tough spiritual world. War. What did the Christ say? You don't have a sword, sell your raiment and buy a sword. Second thing I did after reading the Father's laws, first thing I did was get rid of the pork and the catfish and the crabs out of my, and shellfish out of my diet. Next thing I said, what can I do? What can I do? Oh, buy a sword. I don't have a sword. Went down to this welding shop, and I said, what's the strongest stainless steel that there is made on the planet? And they said, this. I said, good, I want to buy it. Now make me a sword. Then they took it over to a grinder place, and I had a sword. I was out cutting down pine trees, and I cut 4-inch pine trees, and then I went up to a 6-incher, and bam, I got a ring in my arm, bent my sword a little bit. I can't cut 6-inch pine trees down right now with my sword. Someday I hope to be able to cut 14-inch pine trees down with my sword. I hope you want to do that too. I've got a goal. Restore this planet to the Christ. Restore it for the children of God. That should be our goal. If you don't set a goal, you ain't gonna get anywhere. You're just gonna flop back and forth, run from this, run from that, run to and fro. You're always gonna be sitting there like a deer in a headlight. Get your goal to be under the Father's law. Go back to loving the Father. Love the Christ. And you do it by action. Not by saying, oh man, I'm spiritually clean. I'm spiritually working on it. Yeah, that really works. Tell me about it when they throw you in jail. I'm having a spiritual war here in this prison. Anyway, if anybody would like to jump on, if anybody would like to be, say, oh, you're full of it, Jerry. All right, but the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And I hope somebody else wants to make the bad guys wear some Depends. All right, we have a caller. If that individual would like to identify themselves, please.
Hello, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Dave from South Carolina. How are you, brother?
Pretty good.
Hey, I love your show, man. I just reloaded at RBN and found your show is tonight.
Well, Dave, I think I've heard you call in on other people's, programs that aren't RBN, and I'll tell you what, I sure hope you'll use the archives and go back to week one, week two, and listen to them, so you'll know where I'm coming from.
Oh, by the way, this is not Dave from Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, this is Dave from South Carolina.
Right. I didn't catch that Massachusetts tone in your voice.
No, sir. No, I'm a rebel from the old Dixie.
Well, that's all right with me.
I hear you, buddy. You sound like you're from down here as well. No, I was just wondering. I just caught your show tonight. I just caught the last 40 minutes of it or so. And I was wondering what your interpretations of Revelation was. Basically, I wrote down everything you said about getting Matthew and reading it and writing it down and everything. So.
Yeah, you got to learn what mixing impure with pure means.
Yes,
you
got
to see it in the Christ words. Don't listen to old Jerry. Don't listen to me. Listen to the Christ. All I do is say, listen to what the Christ said.
I understand. Yes, sir.
My name's Jerry, or hey, you dummy. I know you're being polite, and I have a hard time not saying yes, sir, but my name's Jerry, or hey, you dummy, when I make a mistake. So, you know. Yeah. Sometimes I think when I wake up in the morning, it was a mistake that day. Yeah, I hope you'll listen to some of the archives, and I hope you'll also please get a hold of some of the other folks you know and let them know, because this isn't coming out on any other network. We actually can make these bad guys go run and get into rock. All we have to do is expose who they are in truthful terms.
Revelation 6:12, brother. I see it happening, you know?
All right, we do have a couple more callers. You got anything else you want to tell me?
Like I said, Revelation 6:12, I'd just like to hear what you think about that. And otherwise, I'll let you go. But I'm on a landline, so I think I'll listen to what your answer is, and then I'll get off and I'll get back online.
All right. Well, yes, in 6:12, yes, there is going to be a great earthquake, and the sun's going to get black and stock off air, and the moon became its blood. Okay, yeah, we can go into the Old Testament and do that, but guess what? We're not really at that particular seal right now, and that's a completely different area of what we're talking about tonight, and maybe way down the road we'll talk about that. You have to take a look at these seals. They're not just in one chapter, and you can get confused if you don't look from one chapter to the other chapter to see that even the seal numbers are changed, okay? So I'm not trying to put you off, but that's not really what we're into tonight. We'll try and get there down the road. I'm not trying to be evasive, just saying it's a pretty difficult type of study, and we're not there at that level right now. But I do believe that the book of Revelations has a tremendous amount of knowledge available in it. All right, we have another caller. If that individual would come on and identify themselves, be appreciative.
Okay. Hi. This is Dave from California. Really appreciate what you're saying. I was just questioning on the, had a question on the Ten Commandments. Actually, I was questioning you. I've actually studied it quite a while. Deuteronomy, there's another listing of the Ten Commandments. And concluding that list, he speaks in Deuteronomy 5:22 and says, "These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount, out of the midst of the fire of the cloud and of the thick darkness, the great voice, he added no more. He wrote them upon two tables of stone, he gave them unto me." Then if you go back into another passage in Deuteronomy, you find out what the tables were. It says, "He declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even the Ten Commandments. He wrote them upon two tables of stone."
Okay.
So there's a clear so there's a clear reference that these Ten Commandments were written on two stones, but right after he received these tables, some say, versions say tablets, and they were called the Ten Commandments. Now, you're right about the word commandments. It's a Hebrew word, dabar, which means words. So it's not the word commandments specifically, hence we get the Greek decalogue. Deca meaning 10 and log coming from logos, words, 10 words. So they're clearly set apart from commandments, and there's actually a good reason for that. There's actually three versions of the 10 commandments, the Jewish, Protestant, and the Catholic version. And they're all contained pretty much within that same space. They don't change the number, but they differ on the numbering. The Jews have the one that's most interesting. It's the one that I follow. And it starts off, I am the Lord thy God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Period. That's number one. There's no, you know, commandment. There's nothing emphatic to say you have to do something. And then they start with the, then their number two is, I'm the, you know, you should have only one God and don't do any, make images and things like that. And then they go on to 10. And I think the Catholics take the Protestant one, but then they split the last one into two. So there's a differing on that. But the Jewish one's interesting because if it were 10 commandments, the first one wouldn't stand as a commandment because it's just, I am the Lord which brought you out of the land of Egypt, period. So in maintaining the consistency, you can see where by just saying their words, they truly are just words. And it's false. The 10 commandments are also referred to in a number of places as a covenant. Now, typical in those ancient days, covenants always involved two things. There was one party that would agree to something, and another party would agree to another thing. And so this
let me add something to here. The covenant is not just what they call the 10 commandments. And here again, I'll point out in Deuteronomy chapter 5, it never says 10 commandments. And they leave out the other three commandments there.
Can I explain? There's a good explanation to all this. Because what they do right after, if you read, again, I read the end of the listing of Exodus, Moses said, do not be afraid, for God has come in order to test you, in order that the fear of him may remain with you. So the people stood at a distance while Moses approached the thick cloud where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses, okay, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, you yourselves have seen that I have spoken to you from heaven, that you shall make no other gods, make him an altar, and do the three things that you mentioned. But those were stated directly right after he separated himself from the group of people.
I disagree with you that, you know,
well, it says right here in the Word.
Those 18 through 22 believe belong in chapter 19. And you can't separate those last three because otherwise you don't see
those,
the peace.
You remove a very important part because he separated himself. In fact, if you read further on, Moses, and it goes up now like six times down this mountain. Okay, five times on this last day. This is the third day after they consecrate himself. He's ascending and descending on a number of times, at least six times on the third day. And it is with this time he separates himself from the people. And later on, there's other verses in the Bible which he talks about. And there's a reason why those ten are separate from everything else. They're the only words that the people heard. That was sets them apart from every other, what they call the Mishnah, which is the word for, again, Hebrew word.
All right, may I have a word, please?
It separates them all. Hang on. Okay, it separates them all from that.
All right, can I have a word, please?
Yeah.
Okay. It's good that you mentioned that you went up there like four or five times. Where do you think all the judgments came from? Where do you think all these laws come from? He didn't write them on tablets. He said, these commandments, these statutes and ordinances are written in stone. You may not change them. Do you think just all of a sudden Moses just got it in his head to talk about oxen and what you eat and how to cook and all this stuff?
Okay.
No, he was up there and he was taking dictation from the Lord, writing them down on scroll.
Yeah, so if you track it, it was the last ascension that was the most significant because he comes down, they do a little sacrifice. He takes 70 elders up with him. He takes Aaron, and then he goes up with Aaron and him alone. And then he finally ascends. He spends 6 days fasting, and on the seventh, and then he spends 40 days and 40 nights. So after this whole meal where they're having this discussion where the Lord descends upon them, and he speaks the word. In fact, even saying in Exodus, Deuteronomy, the people are afraid. They said, we don't want the Lord speaking to us, lest we die.
Sure. Those were the mixed multitude.
He says, we heard him out of the fire. We have seen this day that God does speak with man and he does live. So they confirm that God can speak to man and still live.
Okay,
however,
now is this God
go,
the Father?
Yes. And therefore, why should we die?
Excuse me, I take exception. The Christ says very clearly, no man has seen the Father's form nor heard his voice.
That was Christ up on top of that mountain talking to him. I will allow that as a theophany. I totally would be a theophany of Christ. I totally agree. That could be right. But anyway, the point is, they're afraid that this great fire will consume them because they heard the voice of God and they don't want to hear him anymore. I've already heard him speak
the mixed multitude.
Words.
The children want to hear, but the mixed multitude don't want to hear.
Well,
now, can I ask you another question?
Because they're afraid, and they're walking in fear. They're not walking in faith. I agree. They're walking in fear. Nevertheless, it's clear that it was after these 10 words were spoken, then you get those three, and then you have this another descending from the mountain, sacrifice made, then a final ascension in which he actually spends 47 days up on the mountain with the Lord, not 40, as a lot of people think.
All right, we got to go to a break, but hold on just a minute.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush.
All right, let's slow down the music then, if we can, ladies and gentlemen. I want to ask the current caller one question, yes or no. Okay, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Well, yes or no answer. Should we keep the judgment, statutes, and ordinances, or we should trash everything else? Trash them.
No. We should trash
them. Okay, good. All right, I've got two more callers, and I'm sorry to cut you short. Call in next week. Love to continue with you. I think you're going to find next week very enlightening. I'm not going to be able to get to the caller from Australia if the caller from Arkansas is available. I apologize. Call in next week from Australia if the Arkansas guy is still there. Go ahead, Dick, you're from Arkansas.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you had any hints to pass along about how you identify people who are the seed of the serpent, so to speak.
There'll be a complete course, path, or way, an entire 2 hours and a few weeks on that, on fruit inspection, so that you can know how to do that, yes. It's very important.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Absolutely positive all the time, but you can do an awful lot with it. I appreciate you calling. I'm sorry I'm running out of time. Please call back next week. We'll touch on that, but I want to take and tell you that's a whole, 2 hour deal one time.
It's
a very, very important subject. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have them have a heart attack, you read Matthew 25. They're going to have diarrhea. They ain't going to be able to wear enough depends. And guess what? Next week we're going to go in, and I'm just going to tell you, you've heard the name Abram. And then his name was called Abraham. I'm going to prove to you that that wasn't his name. I'm going to prove to you that Sabbath is a Canaanite word in black and white. Have your Bible, your King James. Have your Strong's Concordance, folks. And I'll supply some other information that you can find at freedom-school.com. Go to the link to my name, Jerry Kirk. You be ready next week. And I'll tell you right at the beginning where to pull up some paperwork, some photocopies, some stuff. And you're going to see it in black and white. I'm not making this up. Don't follow the Canaanites. Want to know who they are? They're the deceivers. They got people out there calling Abraham. Name was not Abraham. I'm going to show you that next week, black and white. Thanks so much to Republic Broadcasting Network for allowing the truth to come out. On their agreement that they have with me, they repeatedly say this is truth talk radio. I thank John Spatmiller. I thank him for the heat that may come down for him having somebody. I'm not into religion. I'm into the Father's laws. And as we proceed, not next week, but the following week, I'm going to show you some of the paperwork, how I've done what I've done. And I've done it through the Father's help, through the Christ help, by using his words, and it's worked. Now, if they get in here in the next 60 seconds and slay me, well, I guess it didn't work too good. But for many years, it's been working. And I'm not subject to the crimes and slavery that are going on. And I hear people on all kinds of shows on RBN, what are we doing? They're doing this, they're doing this, they're doing this. I can't take it when they do it to me. I had to find a way out. It's called the Father's Law. Love the Father. Thank you so much for listening. And may the Lord bless those with eyes and ears.
You up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon.